In 2018, the World Economic Forum discussed the possibilities of mind control using sound waves. This is something that several people have claimed to be a target of. They have become known as targeted individuals. A subcommittee for Homeland Security was recently held to discuss this technology and the targeting of U.S. government employees and their families. This is commonly known as the Havana Syndrome and dates back to 2016 when U.S. diplomatic personnel in Cuba experienced unexplained health problems.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Have any of you three panelists ever seen one of these weapons?
I have seen a 1991 version of the weapon, and it looks like a satellite dish with a unit this size attached to it. And it, of course, over the years, miniaturization has been possible. Obviously, there is a limitation to how miniaturized it can be because of the antenna size, which can always is always related to the wave. But still, it is something that can be well contained in a in the trunk of a car or even a large backpack. My experience shows that it can be cobbled together. It's something that can, a rough, crude version of this that would probably require longer exposure than the more advanced version that has been tested, as we see from this document, can be put together inexpensively. But again, I would abstain from commenting further, lest I encourage people to try it at home.
What you all are saying is there's a government cover-up of the fact that something is out there afflicting, targeting us?
The government in the IC assessment is wrong. It's dead wrong. I can't tell you if it's a cover-up, why they're doing this, malfeasance. I won't go there.
So cover-up would depend on intent. There could be good reasons to withhold information. I will say that the public statements that the executive branch is making is inconsistent with the classified record. And then it would be Congress's job as an oversight authority to determine why that is, whether it was a legitimate reason to mislead the public or because of some nefarious reason or all the above.
Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct, back in the 80s.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
While it was admitted that this technology is being used, the discussion was focused primarily on Russia, as if to create more incentive to escalate war with the Russian Federation. When the question of whether it has been used on the American population was raised, it was dismissed with a smile.
Are any of you aware of any reported incidents from individuals who are not members of the United States government? Domestically, I should say.
There are many people who believe they are victims of AHIs. All you have to do is look at my Twitter feed whenever I post on the topic. I only represent federal government employees and their families, so I don't focus on the accuracy of those particular claims.
There is plenty of evidence showing that the targeted individuals who claim to be victims of this were the guinea pigs in today's all-out assault on the American people. And our government is far more concerned with starting another war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.